With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The White House says Iran's supreme leader has been killed in a military bombardment carried out by the United States and Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In a social media post, President Trump announced that Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei is dead, saying his passing is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The president said the assassination is justice for the Iranian people, as well as Americans and others who have been killed or mutilated by the regime. He said the U.S. and Israel launched combat operations to destroy Iran's long-range missiles and because of failed nuclear talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Key members of Congress want to restrain President Trump's military attack on Iran. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Democrats and some Republicans in Congress are demanding a vote on a war powers resolution that would require President Donald Trump to win the approval of Congress for any further action in Iran. The leader of the Senate's bipartisan effort, Democrat Tim Kaine of Virginia, says, has President Trump learned nothing from decades of U.S. meddling in Iran and forever wars in the Middle East? Republican Lindsey Graham is calling the strikes on Iran a historic operation and says, well done, Mr. President. Donna Warder, Washington.
More arrests over the Minnesota church protests that led to charges against Don Lemon. An official says a cargo plane carrying money has crashed near Bolivia's capital, damaging about a dozen vehicles on a highway, scattering bills on the ground and leaving at least 15 people dead. Defense Minister Marcelo Solanas said the Hercules C-130 plane was transporting newly printed Bolivian currency when it landed and veered off the runway. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist group is growing.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in India is surging, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is concerned. Commission Chair Vicky Hartzler says January saw a spate of horrible attacks against Christians. We were particularly concerned by the report of a Hindu mob beating a pastor as he was conducting Sunday prayers inside a house. Mobs of radical Hindus are also wielding allegations of forced conversion to justify the arbitrary detention of believers. This is SRN News. There's been a deadly transit crash in central Milan.
Milan's mayor, Beppe Sala, says one victim was aboard the tram and another was passing by. The mayor says the tram skipped a stop and was traveling at a higher rate of speed than would be expected. He says the driver has been hospitalized and an investigation is underway. Video by Sky TG24 shows the tram suddenly swerve at its switch track that is used by another tram line and go off its usual course and nearly flipped on its side before slamming to a stop. The number 9 tram runs through the busy heart of Milan, which is hosting seasonal fashion shows and preparations for the Paralympic Games. I'm Jennifer King.
Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is getting a facial. The Vatican Museums on Saturday unveiled how restorers are removing a chalky white film of salt that has accumulated over the fresco since its last major renovation 3 decades ago. They are using a simple technique, Japanese rice paper dipped in distilled water. More details, SRNnews.com.